London's Victoria and Albert Museum is one of the world's leading showcases of the decorative arts and design. It was also named after two individuals, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, closely associated with Britain's Age of Empire. Willa Marks reports that a new exhibit on African fashion seeks to address that legacy.
We're standing in the bustling heart of the British capital's museum district. Just yards away is London's Natural History Museum and the Science Museum, but we're standing outside a handsome red brick and stone building commissioned by a monarch and her husband, Victoria and Albert, who for many epitomised the era of empire. Yet for the first time ever, this museum is hosting an exhibition focused on fashion from a continent, Africa, that suffered hugely under colonialism during that exact same period.
So you kind of enter into this lovely peachy area with the
Christine Chizinska is the lead curator for this exhibition, called simply Africa Fashion. And as we walk into a softly lit two-story roundhouse in the heart of the museum, she points to black and white photographs, artwork and textiles selected to tell the story of the continent's couture over the past several decades.
Two floors. This is the historical floor, but we do
the displays, which include videos and rows of eye-catching outfits, seek to capture the artistic flourishing that the end of the colonial era encouraged in Africa, one that Chizinska says has too often been ignored.
It's a moment where, as African heritage people, we gained our independence back. The world was looking at us, and boy, did we give them something to look at.
The Victoria and Albert Museum, or V&A, has long been known for its focus on the history of art and design. Chizinska, a former fashion designer turned scholar, is its first ever senior curator of African and African diaspora fashion. She says the museum's worked hard to acknowledge its own legacy.
We do address our colonial history. We name it. We name the fact that that is why our collections perhaps have gaps in. And now is the time to start to address those gaps and to work collaboratively with experts in many different fields across the African continent, in my case, to fill the gaps and to tell new stories.
And amid the history, there are contemporary designs on display, including those of Imane Ayisi, the first designer from sub-Saharan Africa to have showcased work in cities like Paris as part of the exclusive Haute Couture calendar. From his Paris studio, the Cameroonian explained the importance of the Victoria and Albert exhibit as a tool for highlighting the variety of African artistry.
It's important that we're shown this, he says. It will educate a lot of people, people who don't know Africa well, who will discover both what's already been achieved and what's currently being worked on in Africa.
Also featured in this exhibit is Artsy Ifrak, a ballet dancer turned designer based in Morocco, who says the focus should be on reframing the continent's future creative output.
We have to be very sensitive about and allow Africa fashion and designer from Africa to grow in a way that we not have to call it anymore Africa fashion, but international fashion that comes from Africa.
Ifrak often works with traditional textiles and says items that may live in museums elsewhere can in modern Africa exist as everyday products.
When you are in Africa, you can actually see it on the street. And there is still people who does this artisanal work that you can see in museums. But in Africa, it's actually available for people to buy and have them in their own house.
Africa's creative forces, not just in fashion, but art and music too, are today increasingly celebrated worldwide. With its willingness to acknowledge colonial missteps, the Victoria and Albert has sought to place that success in context. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.